Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Are you ready for more growth and control over your future? The Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model might be right for you. There are many paths to independence, and Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move with confidence, from defining your vision to successfully transitioning your clients. Schwab helps you build your roadmap to independence. To find your path, start with Schwab Advisor Services at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths. Today.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit Regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit Regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit Regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she accidentally threw away her engagement ring. But who is the woman who helped her find it? Because as soon as the woman found the ring, she disappeared.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love ghost stories. So if you've got one, share it with us, please. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to become a premium subscriber, you sure could. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all of it with no commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free there. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how are you today?
Well, okay. I'm a little tired because I took students and we went to Tulsa yesterday. We visited the Philbrook Museum of Art, had dinner, and then we went to the Broadway traveling version of To Kill a Mockingbird.
I'm so
and
jealous.
To Kill a Mockingbird had Richard Thomas from the famous Waltons.
John Boyd
was Atticus Finch.
Was he pretty amazing?
He was actually quite good.
I thought he would be.
He made a really good Atticus Finch. You know, Gregory Peck is hard to, you know, follow, but he did a really good job. And this one I thought was interesting. The woman who plays Mrs. DuBose, as you all remember, she was the person, the old woman who the kids had to go read to because they got in trouble, right? She was the old mean woman that nobody liked in the neighborhood. And she was addicted to morphine. And, you know, the kids did not know that. But they had to go read to her every afternoon. And the whole thing was it was helping her kick her habit of morphine so she could die so she wasn't addicted to morphine in the end of the story. Anyway, but the woman who played the Mrs. DuBose was the original scout from the movie.
Benji's enemy dog just showed up.
Oh, no.
Second enemy, not main enemy. This is backup enemy. So it was the original scout from
the movie? It was from the movie with Gregory Peck.
And was she a pretty good actress nowadays?
She was terrific.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
So when I looked at the program to see, like, what has she done all these years, you know, since then, she'd actually had been in some movies with Natalie Wood. She'd been in movies with Robert Redford. I thought this was interesting. It's an episode or two of The Twilight Zone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would love to see
To Kill a Mockingbird is such an amazing story. And the play was actually done in a very interesting way. And so I was wondering how they're going to pull this story off, you know. But they did a great job with the kids telling the story, you know.
Which is how it's done in the book, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and then they just quickly move these sets around to be the courthouse or to be back on the porch or whatever in the house or having dinner or whatever. But at the end, I thought it was interesting when she turns around, she goes, there he is, right, with Boo Radley, mm-hmm. Mr. Arthur, right? The dad says, you know, but he's behind the door and he comes out and, you know, it's just a little creepy there in the movie when, you know, there he is.
Yeah.
And then the whole movie is just sort of creepy with this character that lives in this house and you don't know. Like, nobody's ever seen him, but you know he lives there. Like, as a kid, that would just be a magnet for me, uh-huh. right, to that house. I would just be constantly talking about him, looking for him, you know, doing things. And they'd go into the backyard and try to peer in the window to see him or whatever, you know, and things like that. But they did that, too, in the play, that she goes, there he is. And then there was a door shut, and they opened the door, and there he is, right, right there. And so, it's pretty good, but there's some creepy parts to that story, too. So, anyway, yeah, it was good. I highly recommend if anybody gets a chance to see that play. It was well done.
I would love to. I'd like to see the national tour. Or if they just did a production locally. We've got great actors here. I would love that, too.
Oh, definitely. Wichita has terrific actors. They could pull that off, too, I think. But it was – I liked the way – I wasn't sure if it could be written to where it could be a good play, but it actually was quite good. They did it. He did it. I think Aaron Sorkin did that, and he did a good job.
And that's the thing. When it's got a national tour, the rights to do it, when they're mm-hmm. really touring it, the rights to do it, you can't.
Yeah.
It's too much.
But anyway, just throwing it out there.
I would love to see it. Well, this story today I think is so good. And it's kind of heartwarming and creepy and all of the things. It's a great ghost story. So it says, I have never experienced anything paranormal until a few months ago. Please note that I do not consider myself sensitive to anything of this nature because of the lack of paranormal experiences I have had. Because of a first-hand encounter, I thought this was too good to pass up or share. Did that make sense?
Pass up to share?
I think to share would be better. My fiancé and I were in high school and college sweethearts and had dated for 6 years before he proposed to me where we had our first date. He now works as a deputy for the sheriff's department, and instead of attending graduate school to further my degree, I decided to apply for respiratory therapy school. We are several hours apart while I finish school, but we travel to see each other about twice a month on the weekends. The total commute takes about 4 hours. Anyway, shortly after we were engaged, I'd planned to come home to visit him and my family one weekend. My car was packed, I grabbed my dog, I began my drive home. I usually like to keep a snack or candy in my console to keep myself alert while driving. Additionally, my engagement ring was a little too big, so I wore a ring guard to protect it from sliding off my finger until I could get it sized appropriately. However, the ring guard would pinch the inside of my finger between the steering wheel when I drove, so I would take my ring off and place it in the cup holder. I eventually got hungry and decided to eat a few pieces of candy, and after eating each piece, I would throw the wrappers in that cup holder, which I had placed my ring, and I didn't think a thing about it. Eventually, I had to stop to use the restroom, so I pulled into a gas station and casually grabbed the wrappers to throw away inside. Exactly. Oh, no, was right. After using the restroom, I tossed the wrappers in the trash, filled up my gas tank, got back out onto the interstate. About an hour or so down the road, I reached into the cup holder to put my ring back on, and as you can imagine, I panicked when I didn't feel it in the cup holder where I had left it. I pulled off the shoulder of the highway and got out to search the floorboards and between the seats and console to ensure that it hadn't fallen out or landed on the floor somehow. Much to my dismay, it was not in my car. At this point, my heart sank into my stomach. I began to rack my brain and retrace my steps and actions. Then I remembered eating a few pieces of candy, throwing the wrappers away when I stopped to use the restroom, and I realized I must have grabbed my engagement ring with the wrappers and thrown it away as well. I called my parents to inform them that I had thrown my engagement ring away and that Ty would be so upset with me and I didn't know what to do. At this point, I had turned my car around and hightailed it back in the direction I was coming from to go back to the gas station where I had stopped. An hour later, I arrived at the station and ran into the store where I confronted the clerk and asked if anyone had turned it in or if they had found a piece of jewelry. Confused, she asked what I was referring to. No one had turned anything in. I told her what had happened and that I returned to look for my ring. With a shocked and disappointed look, she informed me that she had just emptied the trash. I asked her if I could go around and look for my ring, and she said that she was the only one working that night and that she could not help me look for it, but walked me around to the back and pointed to the wall that she had set the trash bags up against. With a smile, she handed me a flashlight and wished me luck. So, still distraught, I began my search, ripping through the plastic bags and flinging trash everywhere, which is really disgusting when you're going through other people's trash.
So gross.
After my third trash bag, I started to cry in frustration and give up. Suddenly, an elderly lady with khaki pants, a black polo shirt, and thick glasses approached me. She smelled like an ashtray, but had the same logo on her shirt as the clerk. I assumed she had been outside the whole time, taking a smoke break or something, and she asked what I was upset about and why I was digging through the trash bags in such a hurry. I briefly looked up and told her that I'd accidentally thrown away my engagement ring with my candy wrappers and I couldn't find it anywhere. She let out a gentle gasp and apologized for the situation, but assured me that the ring had to be in one of the bags somewhere, not to panic, and she would help me find it. These trash bags were the clear but heavy-duty ones. You could still see through them. It surprised me that this lady said she spotted a bag with candy wrappers in it. She grabbed it and said, "Let's rip this one open and see if it's in there." I shrugged and began to go through the damp paper towels and pieces of trash, piece by piece. Just as I started to say, "It's gone, someone found it, they're probably going to sell it or pawn it off," she picked up a candy wrapper and told me it felt kind of heavy. Unraveling it, the ring fell out into the palm of her hand. She said, "Oh my." I quickly looked up to see my beautiful engagement ring sitting in her outstretched hand. I grabbed it, slipped it on, and looked up to express my gratitude, but she was gone. There was no way this woman could have gotten up and run around the building or off into the woods without me seeing her do it. I quickly jumped up and ran around the side of the building shouting, "Ma'am, ma'am, hello, ma'am." I looked everywhere for this elderly woman, including behind the dumpsters, and went back inside the store. I asked the clerk where the elderly woman outside was who was helping me. She told me that she was the only one working that night and that there was no possible way that someone else was on the shift. Surprised, I thanked her and walked out, got back in my car and left. A cold chill came over my entire body and every piece of hair on the back of my neck and arms was standing straight up. Although I was taken back by what had just happened, I looked down at my ring and felt a sense of calmness and relief. Honestly, if that woman wouldn't have helped me find my ring, I firmly believe I would have never found it. I'm a strong believer in my faith, but I have never experienced something like that nor seen anything disappear that I could physically see or talk to. I'm unsure if it was a spirit or a ghost, but whatever it was, I'm incredibly thankful for it, and my fiancé is too. Needless to say, I'm never taking my engagement ring off again. Thanks for all the hard work you do, the constant entertainment you provide for me, and countless other listeners who can share their stories as well. Best wishes, Hannah. So the question is, ghost woman, or was it just someone who was really fast?
Well, it's weird. I would think totally just woman, except for how she just disappeared.
Because the whole thing,
like, why wouldn't she stand there for at least a few more seconds and do the celebration thing?
Yeah, that's when you would be like, that's when the person, you know, she just gave her the ring, would say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. She didn't even give her time to say thanks.
Well, and, you know, you just, human nature would be that when you're helping somebody do something like this, you find the ring, then everybody's, oh my God, high five, yay, yay, yay. What a wonderful thing. That's so great. Okay, I'll see you later. You know, you don't just go, oh, look at this. There's the ring. And then you're so happy and then nobody's there.
I agree. I think that's really strange. And I also feel like you would have heard her.
Yeah.
Walking off.
Well, she's an older woman. She wouldn't have walked that fast, would she? Like, she wouldn't have just peeled out. Like, what?
So to me, that's the weird part. It's like she just vanished. But it's also, to me, kind of like how a helpful spirit, guardian angel type of entity would be. Because they would come when you're desperate and you needed help and you can't find it and you're getting ready to leave. And then it's like, well, look, there seems to be some candy wrappers in this bag. How can you tell?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with convenience store clerk ghost.
I kind of feel like it's a ghost, too. It just, because you know, I think she would have heard her walk off, especially all you did was look down long enough to put it on, and you would have looked back up within 5 seconds.
Well, and you would have been like turned around to say, thank you. And that, but the other person would have stood there a second longer being happy for you. You know, I'm not saying she'd have stood there forever, but there's just human nature to be there in that moment a little bit. You just wouldn't have left. If you'd have taken the time to do this, you wouldn't have just left right there.
I wonder if she had a relative, an elderly relative, like a grandma or someone who smoked.
Because she was wearing the shirt that matched the convenience store people.
But I could see, you know, this, if it was paranormal, it could be wearing whatever it was, you know, whatever you want, I guess. But if she's comes up to her in the uniform, then she would be more open and receptive to her helping
Exactly. That's what I thought, too. You know, by wearing what appeared to be, you know, the outfit that they were wearing at the convenience store, you would be more likely to accept their help.
Yeah.
You know.
That's why it makes me feel like it's paranormal. I think she would have seen her. I think the other employee is like, no, I'm the only one here today. She would know if somebody stopped by. Like if your coworker stops by, you would know, oh yeah, Barb just came in.
Yeah.
But she didn't. Barb wouldn't just show up and be at the dumpsters out back and then disappear. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
I think
you could go
cool.
out back to smoke a cigarette, I guess, you know, and then go, can I help you? You know? And I could see how that could happen. But this was just odd. The other woman said nobody was working there. And just the way she left, to me, doesn't ring doesn't ring true.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So I'm going with that was a very helpful convenience store ghost.
I am too.
So here's our next story. It says, so this happened about 8 years ago in the middle of winter in Morgantown, West Virginia. I still lived at home with my mom, stepdad, and sister. My stepdad worked nights, so I'd usually stay home most nights. We lived on what used to be my stepdad's family farm. The original farm was over 80 acres, and since his dad passed, most of the farm was sold, and the people had built a couple of houses and had families, but we all knew each other, and since we lived at the end of the only road, we would all look out for one another. The night this story happened was just your normal night. I was in my room at the end of the house close to our neighbors. The neighbor on that side was my best friend growing up and his wife. They had just had their little boy and her mother was staying with them, helping them out. That night, he had to go to work at 11 and plow roads from a recent snowstorm. I was lying in my room, and about 8 p.m., I heard my mom's phone ring and could tell something was wrong. She yelled back to me and told me to look out my window towards my buddy's house. He said that someone had just pounded on the door and no one was there. I flung my window open, I was looking out, and I could see him walking outside with his light. He went back in and closed, and I closed my window, and not 2 minutes later, they called again. Someone had pounded again. This time, I went outside with a gun. I met up with my buddy, and the only footprints we could find were ours. We had fresh snow from that day, and there was no place to hide. I asked him what he had heard. He said he had just laid down to get a little sleep when he heard three big pounds on the door. He said it sounded like someone trying to get in the house. The second time, he had just taken off his boots and was telling his wife he didn't see anything, and there were three big pounds on the door. He said he swore he thought someone was coming in, and he ran to the door, pulled it open, and saw no one. We all looked around and then decided to go back in. I came inside, put my gun away, and just about then his wife called again, and yet again, they had the same three big bangs. This time, I ran to my bedroom to look out my bedroom window, and my buddy was out there with his gun, walking around, screaming at whatever or whoever was doing the pounding. After about 10 minutes, he went inside and waited to see if it happened again. Nothing happened the rest of the night. He went to work that night, and all was fine, and since then, nothing has happened like that, and his wife hates talking about it. I have a lot of other stories. I will share them when I have time. I'm new to the podcast. I love it. I listen when I do yard work or work in my shop. Keep it up, Stephen. That's that weird thing with the three knocks.
Three knocks, yeah.
And that's interesting because they live right next door. It's snowing. You would hear it. You would see the footprints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's out there looking. You know, someone knocks. You open the door. And especially since there was snow, you would see footsteps in the snow.
Yeah. You would see footsteps and then... I mean, it's strong enough and he's scared enough. He had his gun out.
I mean, that's how serious it was. That's how real those knocks were.
Yeah.
And this is a story that we have heard over and over and over and over and over. Three knocks. Mm-hmm.
Three knocks.
And then you go to the door and no one is there.
Mm-hmm. Happened to me. I had that happen when we were growing up in a haunted house. Just strong knocks. You know, it was just knock, knock, knock like that. I mean, it was super even. It wasn't like, you know, if somebody comes up to us, like they do the, you know, knock, knock, knock like that, you know, tap, tap, tap on the door. This was bump, 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 like, you know, like that. And once again, now I didn't have snow, but I had a porch that you heard people walk on. Nothing. Nobody had walked up to that door prior to that.
But
it just happened
one,
out of the blue, like this.
With this story, what I find particularly interesting is that the knocks make no sense because they would have seen footsteps.
Right.
If there's snow on the ground, nobody can get up to your door without the footsteps.
Right. And they can't run off.
It. Yeah. So you know. You could explain it as a ding-dong ditch or whatever you call it, wherever you live.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, when there's snow on the ground, you should see the footsteps.
Yeah, I agree. That to me, that's the that and that it was so disturbing. They grabbed the gun and went out.
It was that real, and it happened repeatedly. Like he looked, goes back in, knocks again, looks, goes
knocks
back in,
again.
Knocks again. So that one, yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
that's some
to go with that.
That's
too.
Some crazy paranormal shit going on there.
Yeah, most definitely.
I don't like it. Now what happens whenever I read a story like that at night, late at night, I'll go, I hope nothing knocks at my door.
I know.
What if something knocks at my door in the middle of the night? What am I going to do?
Well, you don't have a gun.
I don't have a gun. And this day and age, I wouldn't open my damn door anyway, because I'd be like, it's obviously it is somebody trying to break in my house and murder me.
That's right.
because that's the only thing it could be. I always worry, like, what if somebody really did need help? And I'd be like, hell no, I'm not opening up my door.
Well, that's the problem, isn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it. If you want, call it in, 855-853-4802. Or if you want, write it in, realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want, become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, And honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.